Nazir chapter 7, Mishnah 2. Al elu hatumus hanazir megalach. For these kinds of uncleanlinesses, the Nazir has to shave, meaning he loses all of his days he's counting. He's got to go through the shaving and bring the sacrifices for uncleanliness. And we'll see that in the next Mishnah, it's going to teach us types of uncleanliness that he doesn't lose everything, and he doesn't have to shave, and he doesn't go through the process. He just has to purify himself. But these ones over here we're going to list now, he loses everything, and he's got to bring the sacrifices and shave. And what are they? Al hamais, for a corpse. And we'll see now, al kazas min hamais, for a kazas of a corpse. So the first one, for a corpse, even if it's a corpse that was very small, for example, a miscarried fetus, that's not even a kazas, but it's a complete corpse. He would still have to shave and go through the process, or just an olive spark of a corpse. Va'al kazas netzel, for a kazas of netzel, an olive spark of netzel. So netzel is the flesh from the corpse, but it started decaying now. It's become soft and liquid-like, right? So that's netzel. Va'al melot tarvat raka, for a ladle full of raka, which is the dust after the corpse is decayed and it becomes dust. So a ladle full of that, if he touches that, we'll see, or he carries it, then he's going to become impure and he has to start again. Al ashidra, a span, val gulgeles, the skull, val aver min ames, also a limb from, a complete limb from the corpse, val aver min achai, also if it was a limb from a living person, shiashala basakara, but that has on it proper flesh. Now this is difficult to understand because he says it's less than a kazas amount, but it's enough flesh that the flesh would heal from that, would like grow back from that amount, which is difficult to understand. Va'alchetzi kav atzamos, half a kav of bones. Va'alchetzi loig dam, and also for half a log of blood, which is 1/4 of a liter of blood. And for all of these, almagan, if he touched any of these things we've listed, valmasan, or he carries them without touching them, meaning they were like in a packet or something, and he carries it. Val'oilan, or they're in the same tent, in the same structure as him. When we get to oilos, we'll learn all of those, with those laws. So then, for any of those cases, he will be tama, he's impure, he's got to shave, he's got to restart his counting process. Also, al etzim kasa'ira, for a barley size of, barley grain size of bone, that al mago valmaso, if he touches it or carries it, but not if it's in the same oil, in the same tent as him, only touching or carrying. Al elu hanazir megalach, and for all of these, says the Mishnah, the nazir will have to shave, or mazir bishlish uvashvi, and he'll have to be sprinkled with the waters of the red heifer on the third and the seventh day. V'sois es hakoidmin, he loses all of his days that he's counted up until then. V'eno maschil limnois ela achitar, umavi es kominosav. And he doesn't start to recount the period of Nazirus until he becomes clean, and then he brings his karbonis, and he shaves, and then he restarts counting his Nazirus period.